Hey, and good afternoon, Rajiv Deol. Welcome to the Long Drive. How you doing?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Listen, I didn't know you were born in Leicester.
Yeah, I was born in Leicester.
Wow. When was the last time you came to Leicester?
I always come every time I'm in the when I'm in England. I live in the countryside. I live in the Midlands, so Leicester is like a shopping place for me.
Oh, wow. So you
Yeah.
You may have seen Sabres Radio because we're on the Golden Mile, the home of the good
Yes.
Jews. Okay, so we're talking about Rajiv Deol this afternoon on the Sabres Radio on the Long Drive. It's my pleasure. And it's just absolutely fabulous to see a new rising star in the world of Hindi movies, or people like to call it Bollywood.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, welcome to the show, Rajiv. How's Rajveer rather? How's it been so far?
It's been good. It's relaxed now. The movie's out. I got a
Yeah.
good response, so I guess you can't ask for more than that.
Haji, haji, haji. So let's just start from the beginning. For, of course, my listeners, वो सोचेंगे रजवीर दियोल 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 सुनेंगे तो समझ जाएगा, लेकिन इतने मूवीज आर कमिंग आउट और न्यू एक्टर्स एक्ट्रेसेस, तो डू अ बिट ऑफ एन इंट्रोडक्शन फॉर माय लिसनर्स अबाउट योरसेल्फ।
I think the best way to get to know me is my father. I am the son of Sunny Deol,
ऑल राइट।
grandson of Dharminder
ओ
Deol. That's yeah. I don't think there's any more introduction needed than that.
You said your introduction there. Now, how does that make you feel? What we're going to get on to the advantages or disadvantages, but how does it make you feel that आपका जन्म उस खानदान में हुआ है?
I mean, it gives you pride. You're really proud about where you come
जी जी
from.
जी
I'm so happy and blessed to come from such a loving family. And yeah, hopefully one day it will be like my dad will have to say I'm Rajvi Deol's father, hopefully.
Absolutely fabulous. So let's talk about, I mean, so you were born in Leicester City. What were you doing in Leicester, studying, I suppose?
No. I was just born in England, but my schooling and my upbringing and everything was done in Mumbai.
Acha.
I
Oh.
went to Besson Montessori, and then after that, I went to a school called École Mondiale.
Okay. Was that to do with theater or media or
I've
cinema?
in École I did theater. I did high level theater in my
Okay.
11th and
Wow.
12th. We had drama till the 10th grade, and after that, you choose whether to continue it. And I chose theater.
Okay.
And I did two plays during that. And after that, I did a lot of workshops.
Yes.
And I went to, after I came to England also to do an acting course in Ealing Studios in
Okay.
Ealing. Yeah.
Okay. How was that experience?
It was a fantastic experience. Just being in a place where no one really knows who you are and what your family is, there's an unbiased learning experience you get over there. And that's when you meet kids also who don't care about Bollywood or anything, and they treat
It's
you just like a normal person.
normal,
So
yeah.
you really, I don't know, that's a feeling I really miss and I love.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's good to just be normal so you can be yourself, and then so you don't have to disguise yourself. So that's fantastic. So, you went to your education in Mumbai, and was it a conscious effort to kind of like make a decision, I'm going to go in the acting field, or did you have any other passion?
While growing up, I played a lot of basketball, so I wanted to play for the NBA, and I'm a bit of a
Wow.
geek. I play a lot of video games, so I want to do something around video games. But back then, coding and all was not really popular, or
No,
I didn't
no.
understand what the hell to do to get in that industry.
Tough
And I
world.
always had something for acting because obviously I come from such a family, so I think subconsciously you think this is the way to get the bread home.
Huh.
And after doing theater in school and drama in school, once you're obviously a fan and student of acting. So once when you're actually on the playing field, your interest also starts building over there. When you get your footing, you do some justice in some roles, and you prove some people wrong. You get excited and you want to do it more. So through that, I got more interest into acting. Yes.
So do you have an ambition? I know you have just started your journey. Do you have an ambition to make not just Hindi cinema, but across the seas, maybe UK or Hollywood as well? Do you have an aspiration? You don't want to just be, you know, just narrow your vision, but you want to look at the bigger field moving because you're young. Yeah. So there's more scope.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to do with directors abroad also. Why not? That sounds so exciting and inspiring. I'm just not limited to only Bollywood. I'm open to everything.
What sort of guidance do you get now? You are blessed. You've already said you were institute, family institute of actors. So what direction have you had, or none? Maybe, I don't know.
The best direction I've got is that I think my dad knows that my heart lies in the right place in this industry, what I want from it and what I want to do. So they didn't really try to give me too much or try to, you know, change me for the betterment of like this industry.
Yeah.
The best thing, I'm so happy they said that I don't have to be like my grandfather. I don't have to be like my dad. I don't have to be like my chacha. I can choose my path and make my mistakes on my own, which is just, I guess, it's just very rewarding for a son to hear.
Wow. So tell us for my listeners, your then first experience after your college days and studying theatre. But you studied theatre in UK, right? You studied Ealing.
No, I studied theatre in school and I did a lot of acting workshops afterwards. The thing which I did in Ealing studio was all for camera, acting for camera.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
But then you did, you were assistant, were you assistant on the productions of...
Yes, I was assisting on my brother's movie, Palpal Dil Ke Paas, for 3 years.
2019?
Yes.
So when you
released
there,
2019, but I think we started at 2016. If I'm we shot in the mountains. So there's always cancellation of shoot because weather issues and everything.
The interesting
thing, we used to literally stare at the clouds and go like, yeah, we're not shooting today.
Well, you know, this is it. It's not all bed of roses, right?
I mean, any movie you do, whether it's the best or the worst, you got to wake up at 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning.
Yes. And so what was your experience like? Now, so here you have your, you was the elder brother, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you being an assistant, was that like a moral support for him, or is it because you just wanted to learn yourself and this was a great grounding for you, whether it's going to be the right decision for you to move on to movies?
That was my first time on a film set as a person who actually working in a film set and not just visiting. It's a very different experience. You're part of the chaos. You're trying to make shooting happening, get all the equipments on time, getting the actor there on time, seeing everything works, your continuity, all your props and stuff. So yes, I was also moral support for my brother and my dad on the film. It was a hell of experience. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Right. And how did you feel with the outcome of Pal Dil Ke Paas?
Pal Dil Ke Paas.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did
the outcome? Yeah. I mean, we put our blood and sweat and tears into it, and the outcome sometimes is not in our hand. I wish it had a better outcome, but it didn't.
Okay.
But both of us and three of us have bounced back, and so that's a good thing.
In a way, it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
Because you, as I said earlier on, it's not all bed of roses. So this it's a craft, and you're learning. It's all the beginning, Hannah.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have one hit wonder, those kebab.
You get lazy, I think. You got to be sharp and humble. Someone else will take
So let's talk about your project, your debut, The Love Story.
It's always Dono.
Dono. Dono. Yeah. Tell me about the experience. Tell me the journey of Dono.
Well, this movie came to me in 2021. It was still locked down in Mumbai.
Jeez.
So not much movies were shooting at the time. And it's from the big Rajshri production, Humongous. They've done such great movies.
Yeah.
And it's from the legendary director, Suraj Bharajatya. His son wanted to make a movie, Avnish. He wrote the script himself also for 4 years. So I got through to them through the casting agency, Mukesh Chabra. I met Avnish and I heard the script and I did 3 rounds of audition.
Wow.
And then, yeah, rest is history, I guess.
You just said, you know, because the cast, there never used to really be a lot of casting or casting directors in the Hindi cinema before. But now, yes, it's become a trend and it's probably the positive way forward. Tell me the sort of, tell me your experience when you had to go for casting, because this brings back some fond memories for me. But, you know, what did you have to do? Just for my listeners, what did you have to do?
I remember for casting for this movie, I got myself a bag of outfits because I did not know what the hell they want me to wear.
Okay.
And also at the same time, it's awkward because that's the first time I'm meeting, second time meeting the director.
Right.
And there's a, yeah, and his father's also sitting there. And you just need to just do the scene and just go to, because you have such a, it's a small space. You got to create, you know, create that space in your head of where the character is in that small space. So it's a very awkward process. It is a super awkward process.
So do they make you do maybe scenes from the movie, or they just want to see your character?
It was scenes from the movies. It was 2 scenes from the movies. And I remember they were still not convinced. They were happy with me, but they weren't convinced. Then I had to do something on my own, which I was practicing for. And that was, I think that also they were really happy with.
So getting back to Dono, so who's the leading lady? I understand it's the daughter of the legendary, is it Poonam Dhillon?
Yes, yes, yes. It's her daughter, Paloma.
Wow. So how was the experience? Yeah. I mean, what was the chemistry, the magic? What was your introduction like?
I think I met her first time in 2021. Was it 20? Yeah, it was late 2021. We met over Zoom and I was taking, because it was COVID, so we couldn't meet in person. Avnish wanted an icebreaker meeting.
Yeah.
To break the ice, basically, of, because I think 3 days later we were shooting the screen test with me and her.
Wow.
So, since the start, I was just taken by how easy it would be to work with her, how professional she is and how supportive she is, because 3 of us are debutants, so we could feel the pressure.
Yeah.
And we were very supportive of one another.
Wow, wow, wow. So tell me about what's your enjoyable moments in the movie? This is your first movie. I mean, you're always going to remember this forever. Is it going to haunt you, or is it going to be something that you're going to, it's a trophy for you? You know, tell me about your experience in the movie and the making of it, and, you know, just the whole journey.
There was a lot of experience. It's hard to sum it up. There were such great days. And I think the biggest thing I've learned, when people say this, that, you know, acting for camera is easier than theater. I've done 2 plays in school, and yeah, there's more stamina required because you don't have cuts where you can, you know, take a break and then start again.
Theater,
once it starts, it starts. But the part I found very tricky was when they call cut on a certain line and the next day they'll shoot the other part. So if you have a big monologue, they'll start from the 3rd paragraph to save time for shooting. And then 2 days later, they want you to start from the 1st paragraph. But you got to match the energy you end on the, you know, you end with. So it's like, it's weird because in theater, once it starts, there's a whole momentum going with. Wow. But in movies, it's like, okay, cut. I want you to pick up from the 3rd line, that word. Can you start from there, please? And the next day, oh, we're going to start from that sentence. You just got to match it like you're just saying it right now.
Yes. No.
So it's, you know, you don't think about these small nitty gritty things that you take for granted. So that shows where homework has to be strong. You need to know where your character is, where your character is going, and what he might be thinking in that exact moment. So there were good experiences like that. It taught me a lot. And also when we shot songs, we had to move to the beat. So you had to count, we had to react on the counts. if it's not done. So all these small things you can do, I guess, no matter how many workshops or courses, is a few tricks of the trade you pick up, I guess.
You will pick up, your journey has just started. So how do you feel about the package of the movie? How do you feel totally how the end result? Maybe that's the question. How do you personally feel about the end result of your first movie?
I think for three of us are debutants and first time coming out there, I think we've done a pretty good job. I love the message of the movie. It's about closure. It's about self-acceptance and moving on. Okay. I don't think any Bollywood film touched on this topic. I found it a bit unique. I found my character also a bit unique in this aspect. He's not your over-charismatic hero. He's not your guy who's going to beat up the villains. It's a boy who really wants a sweet moment of closure where he feels he can finally move on. So I think this movie has a lovely message. It has a lovely vibe to it. And I'm sure that people, when they watch this movie, I'm sure they'll be able to relate to it quite a bit.
Good. Your favorite songs in the movie?
The title track. I love the title track. I think it's such a sweet melody.
Wow. We'll get them playing on Suburbs Radio. And, you know, it's always to have the new vibes kind of music kind of encourage not just the composers, but also the artists like yourself. Because the more music we play, the more our listeners get to know, in this movie is so-and-so. And that's where the popularity starts. Because if you play the music...
Bollywood is all about the songs also.
I don't know if do you feel that? Because if the gun is...
It is. It's a connection with the audience and it's so important in our movies, the songs.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's your favorite one, the title track.
Yeah.
Any other songs in there?
I think all the songs, even there's a song called Khat Mitiya also I really like. That's a lovely melody and song as well. Dance number Ag Lag Di also I really like. I think the whole album is really good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Are you quite easy with the steps? You love your steps?
I had to do a lot of dance classes to get comfortable. I'm not a big fan of dancing. With that. So Apple didn't fall far from the tree on that one.
Because there is a bit of in the family. I think everybody's quite unique in their dance steps. But if you create in your own, that's good. Well, look, Rajveer, it's definitely a movie to watch. I encourage all my listeners to go out there and make it point. Go and watch Rajveer Deol's first movie, Dono, and I'd love to have a feedback on that. No doubt the music gets played here at Suburbs Radio. What's your next step? Because I have something here which says you want to do action films or you'd like to do action. Is that right?
I would love to do anything. I would love to do thriller, action, comedy, horror. I don't like to be tied in one genre. I would just love to keep challenging myself and do different roles. So right now, I can't really discuss what's next, what's happening. So I'm sorry for that.
That's fine. Well, look, you have to stay in touch because we have a connection now. I always ask my guest, are you a cook, first of all? Do you cook?
I'm ashamed to say I just make myself a bowl of cereal.
Seriously? You can't.
Yeah, I don't cook.
There's nothing in making, you just pour it.
I know, I mean, exactly. Or a butter toast, that's it.
So if you were cooking, what's cooking in your kitchen? It's a big feature on my show. So what is something you'd love to learn or cook?
Think in my house, we make a lot of Punjabi food. I would love to learn how to make a good paratha.
Oh, wow.
And saag or something like that. Oh, wow. Or white makhan. I think white makhan is delicious. Wow. Mixed with everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you for entertaining. I wish you all the best. Please stay in touch. And thank you for joining me on the long drive.
Thank you.
So that's thanks for having me. Your final words to your new fans or fans and fans of Dono.
please go watch the movie whenever it releases overseas. I hope you genuinely like it and you connect with the characters, and we entertain you for 2 hours and a half. I hope you just seriously genuinely like it. I love you all. Thanks for supporting me, and I hope to never let you down.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. That's Rajiv Deol. Do go and watch Dono. It's in a great movie, and love to have your feedback here on Subus Radio on The Long Drive.